Well, this coming Saturday, the 10th of October, is World Mental Health Day, an international day to bring awareness to some of the major issues regarding mental health and its impacts on us and our society at large. And as we continue to navigate our way through the COVID-19 pandemic, prioritising mental health and well-being is more important than ever before, especially when a large percentage of Australians will experience mental health challenges at some stage in their lives. Life coach Sally Tebow has some more details for us now. Good to be chatting, Sally. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So apparently 45% of Aussies will experience mental health challenges at some stage in their lives. And this year, of course, the numbers are rising. What are the main factors, do you think, that are contributing to that increase in mental health issues here in Australia?
Well, a lot of it's got to do with uncertainty, feelings of lack of control. You know, a lot of decisions are being made that are literally outside your own feelings of being able to control it, which is, you know, we're kind of not used to that here in Australia. We're used to having quite a degree of autonomy. And that can really impact on increased stress hormones, especially cortisol. And when that happens, the impact on mental health can be quite severe. And I think right now, there's also the added thing of many people's businesses are in trouble, not where they used to be. A lot of people have lost their jobs this year, which is another thing in Australia in particular that's just so unusual for us to have not been through this a recession since the early 1990s. And so for many people, this is a very, very difficult place to be. And there's also the added process of a lot of relationships. There's a lot of stress on relationships with people thrown together for long periods of time.
The theme this year for Mental Health Day is "Do you see what I see?" Can you explain that for me, Sally? What does that mean?
Yeah, and well, it challenges our perceptions about mental illness and to look at it in more positive light, because we in Australia have this thing about "we'll be fine, get on with it, you know, pull your socks up, off you go." And we don't really talk about mental health a lot, and there has been a stigma around. It's getting better. People are talking about things like postnatal depression, for instance. A lot of the football players are sharing their experiences with depression, and so when that happens, it opens up the doors. But I think for many of us, we tend to think people will just get over it. Oh, they'll be fine. Just they'll get over it, and without really looking as to the reason why it's happening and some causes.
We're talking about World Mental Health Day. It's this Saturday, the 10th of October. My special guest is life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. Sally, some key things to look for in ourselves perhaps and those around us, our closest people around us, that might indicate that we or them might be struggling with our mental health.
Well, one of the things is to look at a change in behaviour. You know, oftentimes we'll put things down to just that's just them. But if there's a warning bell going on for you, if somebody's all of a sudden not being their normal self, they may be quieter than usual, they may be reacting more than usual. A lot of things with teenagers, they tend to sleep a lot, but are they spending more time in their room than normal? Are they reacting more than normal? Those are the things that sort of, not alarm bells, but just to be concerned about. For instance, if you're working with somebody who's gotten very quiet all of a sudden, what's really going on? Don't just ignore that and never feel like you're intruding. You know, I think a lot of people say, oh, I don't like to intrude. But the more we talk about this, the more we open it up, the more we allow people to talk about how they're feeling, the better they will be, and we'll be able to help reduce this stigma around mental health.
And can we encourage you as well, listening, if you are struggling at all, and you feel like there isn't somebody in your world you can have a conversation with, Lifeline is available 24 hours a day. The number is 13 11 14, 13 11 14. And Sally, I believe that you've got some videos happening this month which might help people out as well.
Yes, I do. It's called Stressless October, and I'm uploading a video a day to my YouTube channel. And every day there's a new video. They're about 6 or 7 minutes long and really designed to just help people release stress. And, you know, maybe make the second or the last couple of months of 2020 a lot easier than the first 10 months has been.
Okay. Check out Sally's Facebook page for details or her website, sallytebow.com.au, sallytebow.com.au. It is World Mental Health Day this coming Saturday, the 10th of October. Sally, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for chatting. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim.